I hope that nobody in the future thinks of Mrs. Lyndon Johnson's taste as they do now of President Chester Arthur's. Lyndon came home for dinner at 10, bringing Bill Moyers with him, and the four of us sat down with Grace by Ida May. And Jim and Earl Rutter arrived shortly afterward. They dined on the plane, but we sat and talked. Jim said they had never been outside of the noise of firing. His main interest was hospitals. It seems that AID has built quite a few there. Staffing them is another problem and a serious lack. It studied bringing Vietnamese to the United States for intensive training, perhaps to Hawaii. Earl Rutter's interest had been agricultural, getting technical know-how to them. Those fatter pigs and more productive sweet potato vines. Years have taken a good deal of the fire out of the young lieutenant who climbed the chalk cliffs and the assault on Normandy. He's rather heavyset and quiet these days, very dependable looking. Everybody else dispersed a little past 11, but Lyndon sat up until 2 doing his night reading.